Hello and welcome to the Perfect Eyes Limited podcast. I'm Dr. Sabrina Shadesai, an aesthetic oculoplastic surgeon. Now, what does that mean? Well, I'm an eye surgeon and I specialize in ophthalmic plastic reconstructive surgery around the eyes. So not only reconstructing the eyes, but also rejuvenating and beautifying the eyes. And I've extended it to rejuvenating and refreshing the face and the neck. So joining me today on this first podcast is a long-time patient of mine who I'm delighted to introduce, and her name is Desi. I first met Desi in 2017, and we've had an extensive interaction over these last 8 years together. And I welcome Desi to the Perfect Eyes Limited podcast. Thank you for giving us your time and joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Thank you. So what we're going to do, Desi, is we're going to share your journey and we're going to try and see, you know, what was your journey like and how it's evolved and explore the kind of treatments you've had over these years. So initially, if we go back to 2017, Desi, why did you first come to see me?
Well, I first came to see you because as I was starting to age, I wanted to take care of my skin. And it's so essential that that we maintain our skin. So I thought it was best to get professional help. And I came to you.
Thank you so much. And what can you tell me how you chose me or why you chose me? Was I recommended? Or did you do your research? What was it?
Well, it was a combination of things. I had seen your work from previous patients and really thought the result was natural and good. And, you know, they were so pleased with your treatments that gave me a lot of confidence, as well as researching your qualifications, your professional background, your training. And that, again, was all sort of top draw. So that gave me the reassurance to take that step because I was a little nervous at first.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yes. Because you were considering an upper lid blepharoplasty. So yes. I remember that when you initially came to see me, it was for a surgical consultation. Yes. You knew that your skin was hooded and it was impacting your upper field of vision. Yes. So, you know, how did you feel about, you know, the results of that upper lid blepharoplasty? Because I operated you in 2017 under a local anesthetic. So what did you feel initially?
Well, initially, I mean, to be completely honest, I was a little nervous because I hadn't really had any aesthetic treatments before or surgery. So there was a little bit of it was a little frightening. But you reassured me. I had seen your results. And to be honest, the having hooded upper lids was really awful. It made me lose my confidence. I wasn't really that pleased when I looked in the mirror. So I thought, well, I can do something about it. And I thought that it was the right step to do, but I really needed a little bit of a push, a little bit of reassurance, and the results were amazing. Absolutely wonderful.
I'm so pleased. Do you mind telling me what age you were in 2017 when you made this decision?
In 2017, my maths are pretty awful. But I would have been
8 years ago.
So. 8 years ago. Oh, here I'm aging myself. I think I was in my late 40s, early 50s when that was done. It would have been early 50s, I believe, or late 40s.
Okay, amazing. And that's, were you going through the menopause or the perimenopause?
No, I was perimenopausal at the time. And I think that's often a time for women where our skin does begin to change. And I was beginning to see those changes in my skin. And I thought it was the right time to maybe start supporting myself and seeking the advice, the good advice and professional advice, in order to maintain the freshness that we all want, really.
Yeah, it's actually very interesting. And I can share with you that the time you came to see me, I was going through the, you know, I think I had just hit the menopause too. So for me, I really could empathize and resonate with a lot of the women and even men who come and see me, where they see these sudden aging changes, where they're not feeling like that inside, but there's a lot of stuff that's changing on the surface that causes this kind of lack of self-confidence and I guess a loss of identity, because I know I went through that journey and I had my first skin tightening treatment when I was 49, because I felt like my face was changing quite rapidly and my body was changing quite rapidly and I was going through the menopause too. So it's interesting that, you know, that we see this change. And I just want to say something that when you look at the scientific literature, and probably people don't know this, women age at twice the pace of men most of their life. But in their fifth decade, that accelerates to three times the pace. So you can see why a lot more women choose to have these treatments earlier than men. Yes. But let's move on to sort of, did your friends or family comment on the results or did they notice the results?
Well, that's really interesting because for me, one of the concerns was I wanted to maintain how I looked. I didn't want to change my face. I didn't want, drastic results where I looked different. I wanted to look like myself, but fresh.
Yes.
And the one thing that was wonderful for me is that nobody even noticed that I had undergone a surgical procedure, but what they did say is, have you been on holiday? Gosh, you look amazing. You look really fresh. You must be really rested. And that's exactly the result I wanted, is that I looked like myself, but fresh and better. And so for me, that was absolutely perfect.
That's amazing, because that's exactly the kind of results I want to deliver every time to my patients. It's so, you know, this is my intrinsic philosophy and my value, to give very natural results and just keep and retain your natural beauty. Just taking it back a few years, not just completely changing somebody, because that can be quite frightening. And a lot of my patients, that's the primary concern. That's a fear. You know, I'm losing my identity because of all these changes I'm going through, but I don't want to change how I look drastically.
Well, I totally agree. And that was one of the things which has kept me returning.
Amazing.
After all these years, is that, you know, the result is so fresh and so natural that you don't look done. You just look your best self.
Amazing. So let's talk about the journey, because obviously you came in, you were scared.
Yes.
There was one procedure you wanted. There was the upper lip blepharoplasty that then gave you the self-confidence to say, okay, I'm going to now take some more steps in the journey. So over these 8 years, I see you twice a year to just give you a little bit of toxin. And what we've been working on is just to relax some of the overacting muscles. So you have toxin twice a year with me over these 8 years, just keeping it fresh and natural. And we do it for the neck and we do it for the forehead. You've also then moved to initially having just microneedling to improve the quality of your skin. We then move to skin boosters to maintain your skin quality. And more recently, that also has been twice a year. So we just give you back your hydration. We give you back the glow in the skin. But about 2 years ago, you went into a major wellness journey. And I tell you, you impressed me so much. Like, I was so motivated, but I don't have the kind of, inner drive that you do in terms of food. And I think you really inspired me because you went in. So tell us, share that wellness journey that you went through, Desi.
Well, it's been about nearly 3 years now, actually. And again, you know, being at, by this time, I'm postmenopausal. I'm 60 now. And
she doesn't
breathe.
Just like her.
Well, 3 years ago, I had, piled on weight, which is very common for many of us. And I just thought, well, I really need to do something about this. And as a result, I had overhauled my nutrition. through a nutritionist and changed the way I ate. And I lost 3 stones. So it's a huge amount of weight. But what that meant was that I lost volume in my face. And so, again, that caused some changes. So although I was feeling physically really well because of that loss, I needed to take extra steps to support my skin.
Yeah. So yep. this is where, I mean, Desi lost 3 stone, was feeling so fit and well, touch wood, from the inside, and looked amazing. But she had a rapid loss of support on her face, because obviously the deep fat pads, which support, anatomically support the face, were rapidly shrinking. But equally, it's the jawline that really struggles with rapid weight loss or rapid weight gain. And I know, because Desi lost a lot of weight, but for me, I gained a lot of weight in my menopause, and then I've gone like an accordion, and I've gone weight gain, weight loss, weight gain, weight loss, and the result or the impact has been on my jawline always, and so that's what happened to Desi too. And she had a lot of skin laxity on her jawline. And so about two and a half years ago, you had your first skin tightening treatment with soft wave ultrasound.
Yes.
And then we followed it with a very tiny amount of derma filler, just to give very natural support back into the face, which you loved. Yes. And so tell me about your soft wave experience.
Well, the soft wave experience was amazing, actually, because one of the things, as you rightly said, and which I wasn't entirely happy with, was that my neck had become quite crepey. I had, the proverbial, you have that little bit of a turkey neck, and my jaw had sagged, and I always had a tight jaw. And so you had suggested the soft wave. And what that did was it really dramatically reduced the crepiness. It tightened the jawline, and I was extremely pleased with the results.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we were really delighted with the result. Yes. And then, of course, 2 years on from that treatment, because these maintenance treatments for stimulating collagen and elastin need to be, constantly maintained, particularly as you get more mature, because that's what's happening. And so earlier this year, you came and you spoke to me and we discussed your concerns. And you'd also noticed that 8 years on, some of the hooding and the crepiness on the upper lid skin was coming back. But again, you had some fine lines and wrinkles. And so this time round, I recommended ultraclear laser. But yes, I recommended a sort of very unique treatment that we offer, which is laser coring in addition to laser resurfacing. So laser coring is where we create little micro channels. We vaporize little micro channels of skin. And we did that around the eyes and just around the jawline for you now 2 months ago.
Yes.
So talk to us, because that was quite an intense procedure. And I don't think in 2017 you would have been ready to have laser. But because we'd built a level of trust over the 8 years, you were willing to go down that sort of intense 5 to 6 day downtime. So talk to us about the laser coring.
Well, absolutely. You're quite right. I think in 2017, I would have ran if I thought about doing that. But actually, because of the trust and because of the relationship that we built over the years, I completely trusted your advice. And when you suggested this treatment, it was considered with a very open mind. And you showed me the before and afters, the results. I was explained very clearly what the downtime would be. So I felt very confident in the treatment. It is a little bit of an intense treatment, insofar as for the first few days, your face is quite red. It's quite dramatic. But again, I knew from step to step of what was happening pre-treatment, during the treatment, and then post-treatment, I was completely informed. So there were no surprises there, and it was absolutely fine. I felt really good. Now, what was amazing is the result. The result was unbelievable, and we actually began to see the results within 2 days. And you're very red at first, but then that redness subsides, and the crepiness has now gone, which is wonderful. But we even saw that initially.
Yes.
And we have a photo record, which is incredible. And what I found is that the downtime wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. You know, I was having seen the pictures and having been explained that there would be 5 days, it was quite intense. Actually, when it happened, I think because you prepared me so well that it went by very quickly.
But Desi, you have been a joy and you are a joy to look after. You're a very realistic patient who communicates beautifully. And, you know, I and my team, we always try to have a photo diary for every patient. We have a very intense hand-holding system, which is all done digitally. It's all done on WhatsApp. And you send us pictures because I look at every picture because I want to be there for my patients to support them. I don't want them to rely on Google because Google didn't operate you or Google didn't do the procedure. No. Prof Google didn't. It was me or my team. But it does require a level of pragmatism and realism from the patient who's undergoing the treatment too. And for that, it's a joy to be with you because you understand that there is a process and you're willing to accept the discomfort and the downtime of a process because at the end of the day, you know that the result is going to happen.
Absolutely. And what I would say is the downtime was minimal compared to the value and to the results and to the beauty of the results. And your team, I mean, thank you for that compliment. I really appreciate it. But I would say equally, your team were reassuring, professional, but also kind. I mean, I had a phone call every day from either yourself or one of your staff to ensure that I was well, I was comfortable. You know, lots of really good advice about hydration. And I felt, even with what some would feel was a very intense procedure, I just felt so looked after and so cared for throughout that. And as a result, I've just been recommending it to so many of my friends. And I've just reassured them that actually it's not as scary. It's not scary, actually, because you made it very comfortable for me.
Amazing. I'm so pleased to hear that. Desi, I know you're into well-being. You are a beautiful soul inside out. Over these 8 years, I know that you're so into your own personal self-development and well-being. Would you say that this journey has been a journey of self-care, not just from the inside, but from the outside? How would you sort of describe this journey with your skin?
Well, a journey, I think, with my skin, and you're quite right. I do believe that, you know, we're not trying to stop aging, but we want to age gracefully and as well as we can, both men and women. And, you know, we have all this information and tools available to us now in this day and age. So I think for me, with my skin, as well as exercise, nutrition, getting enough sleep, I think how we look boosts our confidence. And it's not trying to stop the clock, but it's making that clock beautiful for as long as we can. And I think if we are able to look after ourselves, then why not do that? And in doing so, just as nutrition, we go and we listen to advice of doctors and the professionals who know what they're doing. I also felt that with my skin, I needed the support of the best people to do that. And that's you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely.
So if you could recommend one treatment to someone considering their, you know, of all the little treatments you've had for you, what one treatment would you recommend for our listeners?
Well, I think as an initial treatment, it's, I think we all have to go at our own comfort level.
Yeah.
I would have to say now, having been through my journey, the loss treatment of the lasering, it's the ultra clear was the most dramatic, and one that I would certainly, if you recommended it, I would repeat that.
Right.
Because the results have been quite amazing. But I think perhaps maybe for somebody who needs to build confidence in themselves and what their needs are, maybe start with, what would you suggest?
Well, so it's interesting.
Because I trust you completely.
You're amazing. But it's also very interesting. So as a medical professional and doctor, what I see is patients often have a perception drift as to what has been the most impactful for them. But I always go back to ground zero.
Yes.
And that's why when you come to see me in clinic, I have these photographic records. And we go back to seeing the initial photograph. And for me, your most dramatic, actually, treatment was your upper lid blepharoplasty.
Yes.
Because in terms of longevity, you had that. And 8 years on, we gave you the tweak of the periorbital laser coring just to maintain that treatment.
Yes.
So that, in terms of what was done and longevity, was the big impact in 2017 and has maintained its impact. So you've forgotten about it.
Yes.
And that's the interesting thing that I see in patients, because it's perception drift, because now they've got a new problem to think about. They've forgotten about their eyes.
That's so
true. Now they're concentrating on their jawline and their skin. So I think for me, your biggest impact was the upper lid bleph.
Yes.
And then 2 years ago, it was the soft wave, and now it's the ultra clear. And I think I would put those three as the three big ones.
Yes.
Except you always remember the most recent one. You know, you remember the most recent lover as being the one that was wonderful. But actually, it's all that history and that journey. And what I love about you is your commitment to looking after yourself, both on the inside and outside. And I think that the twice a year visits that you come in just to bring back the glow and hydration in your skin with the skin boosters and the anti-wrinkle injections, your maintenance, it's actually very low maintenance, but it's consistent maintenance.
Yes.
With the skincare too, that has reaped rewards. And therefore, you just look incredible. I'm not going to say your age again, but Desi, I'll let you say your age if you want.
It's absolutely. Well, I'm 60. And you know what? You're so right about that perception drift, you know. And I suppose that's a real credit, because if we just feel wonderful and we don't have to think about all the things we've done,
exactly,
then that's a win.
That's a huge win.
That's a huge win.
Because absolutely, you're just rolling through it thinking, oh my God, I just have my self-confidence. I feel great. But Desi, I'm going to start wrapping up now.
Okay.
You know, ask you some fun questions. If you had to switch roles with me for a day, because you've known me for 8 years.
Yes.
So what advice would you give me?
Oh my gosh. I would definitely say,
don't eat the chocolate.
No, you look stunning. Absolutely. But what I would say is, I think you should take more time off, because I know how hard you work. And you should have as much fun as you can in life, because that also keeps us happy and feeling our best too.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And you have inspired me so many ways, because I know that 2.5 years ago, I wouldn't have thought of taking the time off. I do. I mean, I do love teaching, traveling. I have so many passions in life, including the clinic, the skincare, that it becomes a bit hard when you're just a workaholic.
Yes.
But I have been taking time out to indulge travel. And I have been also on a personal journey of self-growth and self-improvement. And I think I've learned that from you. What was the most surprising thing that you learned about the aesthetic treatments on your own skin during this journey? Like, was there anything that was like, oh, I'm never having that again?
Well, no, I don't think so. I don't think there was anything that I wouldn't have again. In fact, I think the most surprising thing is that I was always very cautious about aesthetics. And, you know, in the industry, there's a whole range. And I was very worried about having procedures and not looking like myself. So I always hesitated, which is why I only started in 2017. I know people are starting much younger, and I could see that that could be a great benefit for both men and women. But the most surprising thing is that I could maintain my skin. I could have aesthetic treatments. I could have procedures and still maintain how I looked.
Yes.
And it's that was the most surprising thing, because I was nervous and there was no need to be.
Amazing. And if there was, how would you describe your experience with me and the team? Like, give me three words, if possible.
Three words. I would say professional, dedicated, and a team that will give you the most natural and fresh look that you can possibly hope for.
Oh. And I know that was more
than three words.
Well, listen, you know, I use more than three words to communicate with women, so that's fine. What's one piece of advice you would give someone who's starting their journey? How do they choose? What would your advice be on having to choose their aesthetic practitioner or surgeon for the journey?
Okay, well, what I would suggest is do your research. You need to have somebody who obviously is qualified. But my best advice would be to find somebody that actually listens to you as a patient, what you want, what results you want, what your comfort level is, and who will work with you rather than tell you what they think. You need a doctor and a team who listens to you.
Okay, amazing advice. Thank you so much, Desi. Thank you, everybody, for joining this podcast. I just want to thank Desi for sharing, being so open, being so kind. It's been a pleasure to look after you for 8 years, and I'm grateful for your time, for your kindness, for trusting me and your support over all these years. And don't forget to subscribe and like this podcast. And if you want to hear more, send us your questions. And I look forward to sharing more podcasts with you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.